As we turn to the Daf Torah of Parshas Shoftim, this Daf Torah is the fourth of the Shivat and Nechemta of the seven Daf Torahs that talk about Nechama, and it's important to note this is the first Daf Torah that we always lay in Parsha during Elul. Parshas Re'eh is usually Berachos Shabbos Mevarchim of Rosh Chodesh Elul, but this year, since it was Rosh Chodesh, the Ekev was unusually was the Shabbos Mevarchim. The Michtam Eliyahu writes that the sequence on the calendar of Tisha B'Av, Nechemta, and then Elul and Tishrei is a sequence that's necessary because after a period of Avelus, a person can't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless he first has a Nechama, unless he has a consolation. If one is angry at God, it's very difficult to apologize to God for what for the Avelus we did in the past years if we feel that God owes us an apology. It's a very difficult thing to do. And therefore, the preparation for the days of Elul and Tishrei, Yom HaNoraim, is Nechemta, is the idea of Nechama. Now, with no Haftarah, is it more clear than in this, the first Haftarah, usually the first Haftarah of the month of Elul. The Haftarah begins, Anoichi, Anoichi hun minachemchem. God says in a double lashon, Anoichi, Anoichi hun minachemchem, I am the one who consoles you. Mi'at vatiri, who are you to be afraid, may enosh yomus, for man who has no permanence, who dies, and we ben adam chatzir yinasein, and from a human being who is no different than the grass of the world. Now, really, it's a very difficult pasuk in the sense that it's true that human beings die, but until they die, they can do us a lot of damage. So we're afraid of people because they're... in the meantime, they could do a lot of damage to us. The idea here in this whole Haftarah is speaking to Klal Yisrael as opposed to individuals. This Haftarah refers to the eternity of Klal Yisrael. In the next pasuk, Vatishkach Hashem Oisecha Noite Shemayim Yoseid Aretz. We'll return to the description of Hashem Noite Shemayim Yoseid Aretz soon. But you've forgotten God. Vatifache Tomid Kol Hayayim. And you're constantly fearful nechamas hametzik, from the anger of the oppressor, kasher kainen lahashkis, as he plans to destroy. Vaye chamas hametzik, and the Navi says, where is he? Where is the oppressor of Klal Yisrael? Again, talking in the eye of history, all of the oppressors have disappeared. Aye chamas hametzik, Rav Hirsch here in his Pirush on Daf Torah. It says, Ayech Hamas HaMeitzik, these three words belong to the sublimest words that have ever been uttered about Israel's history. What has become of them, that is the meaning of this question, those who for thousands of years, in every fresh period of history, believed that they could smash, etc., to destroy Klal Yisrael. So in the big picture of Klal Yisrael outlives its oppressors. Now, I'd like to explain the Anoichi, something that I mentioned here at the Hakel, but for the few of you that weren't here at the Hakel, I'll repeat it. There's a Yisoid that Rav Schwab has about every time a Kaddish Baruch Hu talks to Klal Yisrael in the Lashon of Anoichi. Dali Shur says a similar idea on the pasuk Noichach Pnei Hashem in Echa, the idea of Noichach Pnei Hashem of facing Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shivchi Kamayim Libech Noichach Pnei Hashem. And he says the following: he says the idea of Eilam Hazeh is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in behest upon him. Anoichi, whenever the word Ani or Anoichi is used, it's meant to refer to a moment of where a person can, so to speak, feel or see the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rav Schwab is explaining the last pasuk in Kriyat Shema. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Li'yos Lachem Le'elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That pasuk is actually a very difficult pasuk, in that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Asher Yitzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it says the same three words over again. Right? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's a redundant expression of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What's even stranger is that in Shema, we say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and the Emes, we talk about it as if it's part of the sentence. I think most children growing up, I think there's a pasuk somewhere, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. There's no such pasuk. Hashem Elokeichem Emes appears in Yirmiyah, right? It's true. That's the remez to this pasuk. But Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it sounds like it should be Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Pause. Emes v'yaseh v'nochem v'kayim v'yasher. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to be mafsik between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, even Tansi Eshmei Rabbah. You're not allowed to pause between the Hashem Elokeichem and the Emes. Now, in this explanation, it's a total twisting of the meaning of the pasuk. The pasuk Ani Hashem Elokeichem is a safe pasuk, and where is the Emes coming in? Emes Yatzev Enochem being connected to Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the way Rav Schwab explains it is this idea: Ani Hashem Elokeichem is the idea of Giloy, of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, of having an open connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. But if a human being tries, he finds opportunities to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every once in a while, there's that glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running a person's life. If you're in tune to picking up on it, you see it every once in a while, a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yitzeicha Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim means I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu who you saw by Yitzeicha Mitzrayim, is that Keli Vanveo Klai Yisrael perceived Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and I continue to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should perceive. That's this the concept. A person would say, sure, the Yitzei Mitzrayim, they saw Hashem. Maybe the great generations in the Midbar, they saw Hashem. But now with generations, is it really possible to get a glimpse or a feeling of a Kadosh Baruch Hu watching you? So for that, the davening requires the Emes V'yatzev V'nachay V'kayim V'yosher V'nema V'yov V'chav V'nech V'nor V'nor V'yadir V'sukha V'mukubo V'tav Yafeh Hadav Zaleinu. It requires a reaffirmation of the idea that if a person searches for it, if a person is perceptive to it, he can see the Yad Hashem and things that take place in his life. It's challenging sometimes, but there are those glimpses where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitzitz Menacharakim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to see him. So that the Ani, the Neichach Pnei Hashem, the idea that Moshe spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ponim El Ponim, the whole idea of that direct relationship is this idea that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that there are times that a person can have a certain sense of the Rabbi Nishalama. When things happen that are just too far-fetched to be considered coincidental. I mentioned as a quick example the fact that when I came to Arsameach in the summer, some 10 or 12 years ago, and the Intifada, and they put in a lock and a guard. They have a guard station. There's not always a guard there, but they have a lock to let yourself in. I walked up to the door that I had entered many times, and there's a lock, and I turn to one of the young men, and I say, what's the combination? And he says, 1460, which is my home address. So it's, the odds are like 1 in 10,000 that it would be my home address. What? And it could have been letters as well. They have letters on the lock. But at any rate, it was just, it would have been nice if the letters would have spelled East 19th Street or something. But the point is that every once in a while... If there's no split, you mean?
What?
When there's no split, the idea is there has to be, yeah. The idea is that there's a requirement that it be connected. What?
The address
is 22 Shimon HaTzadik. I meant the combination is 1460. My home address in Brooklyn, New York is 1460. So, 22 Shimon HaTzadik. Yeah, the next address of Shimon HaTzadik is in Arab East Jerusalem. It's across the Kvish Echad. It's the last building before the border, but for the old border, the pre-67. That highway was the dividing line between. So at any rate, this is the idea. Now, of course, this is in Parsha Shlach, in the third parasha of Kriya Shema. The three parashas of Kriya Shema are Kabbalas Al Machu Shemayim, which is the first parasha, and Kabbalas Oil HaMitzvahs, which is the second parasha, and then the third parasha, which contains within it the message of the Tzitzis, the Psil Tcheles, which is really a message of a reminder of a connection to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. The fact, the person who looks at his tzitzis is supposed to be reminded, of his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that follows very, very clearly, the two Kabbalahs, the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim and Kabbalah Mitzvahs, is to remind it of Hashem. And that's how Rav Schwab explains, the Ani Hashem Lekechem as well, the idea of the Anaychi. He explains that every time a Kaddish Baruch Hu reveals himself, it's with Anaychi. At Har Sinai is with Anaychi. At the Sneh, Amar Lahem Ani Hashem, it's with Ani. And perhaps he cites a couple of other examples where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he reveals himself with the Ani. V'Anaychi has to ask this. And Anaychi is very interesting. It's a very good point. Vanoichi has to ask the Panai that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with us sometimes. Now it's interesting, we say in the morning, or we're supposed to say, Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu Mandam Galeinu, right? We're supposed to say, as part of Karbanis, what do we say? Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu Mandam Galeinu, when? Kshan Mashkim Mariv Vatim Sisu Vatim Midrashis Oim Mishma Yisrael. What's the Ashreinu Mishma Yisrael more than any other mitzvah? Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu, we shake lulav. Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu, we put on tefillin. Now, Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu could apply to any one of the mitzvahs. You say, Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu, we say, Shamashkim Marim Vatim Sis, Vatim Midrashis. Every other mitzvah, when you finished it, it's done. You put away a tefillin, it's done. You put away a lulav, it's done. The idea of Kabbalah is, of Kabbalah, Kabbalah means it's not done. You make a Kabbalah, the Kabbalah stretches past the actual Kabbalah. Kabbalas Oil Machu Shemayim, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, or this parasha of reminding oneself of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shema is something which stretches, or should be stretching, beyond the Kiyum of the Mitzvah itself into whatever it is that follows. So at any rate, this is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you want, you can see. And the idea that Klal Yisrael survives and outlives its enemies in the Galus is that message. Pasuk Yudal, the third Pasuk. Mi artsoya lihi paseach. The word soya here is interpreted as the one who moves. Here means the oppressor is quickly opened up. And Klal Yisrael survives him. Klal Yisrael does not die in a way of destruction. And lo yechsa lachmai, and is able to continue to survive. Again, v'anaychi Hashem alekecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's me, raiga hayam, v'yamugala v'shem tzavakei shemai. The idea of the name of Hashem is again a first-person relationship. When you know somebody, you know his name. You refer to him by his name. The Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, which is the davening of the 40 days of Elul and until Yom Kippur, that davening is the davening of, so to speak, calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu by his name. Referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a daidi relationship, in a friend relationship. So, Anila Daidi, how do you translate Anila Daidi? I am to my beloved. What is Daid? an uncle. I am to my uncle, or my uncle is to me. Isn't that what it means? And Eloi died. No. Isn't died an uncle? In Chumash. Person's Osir, im Eshes Doidai. Who's Eshes Doidai? His beloved's wife?
Was only speaking about an Eloi day.
What?
Three of the Hakeel Shir
spoke about an Eloi day. Well, I think I speak about an Elul.
But it never hit the point.
What's the point?
What it means.
But everyone translates, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. Although Doid in Chumash always means an uncle. Always means an uncle. The way the Bali Mashav explained the relationship between an uncle and a beloved is that they're... What? Shira Shirim. It's not about an uncle. He uses Doid for... used the word uncle for beloved. Yeah, of course, in context, it means the one I love. But Doid, I know Doid is meant, the way they say, a permanent love. If you have a friend who's not related to you, you can be in love with him, but then you can go, each one goes his way, and the relationship is gone. So the Doidi is an idea of a relative. Not everyone loves his relatives, but of a relative that has a loving relationship, where it has a certain sense of permanence. That's the way it's explained. Getting back here, v'esim devarai b'ficha, u'betzel yodi kisisicha. I have put my words, this refers to the Torah, in your mouth. Again, an expression of closeness, u'betzel yodi kisisicha, and in the shadow of my hand I have covered you. L'ntoya shamayim v'lisayt aretz. It's a second time, an expression of stretching the heavens and placing a foundation to the earth, v'leimu l'tziyayin, and saying to tziyayin, ami ata. So the question is, why get all hung up about netoya shemayim or neita shemayim v'yaseh da'aretz? So again, Rav Hirsch, in his very tendency to be dramatic, says the following, netoya shemayim v'lisayin aretz, in these four words, the whole of Judaism is condensed. Can you figure that one out? Huh? Talk about being dramatic. In these four words, the whole of Judaism is condensed. What he explains is the following idea, that Lahavdil and other religions, Shemayim and Aretz are contradictory. If somebody's spiritual, he's not physical. If somebody enjoys the pleasures of this world, then he's not spiritual. But to a certain degree, very often you have to choose between one or the other. He explains that L'ntaya Shemayim v'yosei d'aretz means we believe in the same Bairei Olam of Shemayim and Aretz, of spiritual things and Gashmiyistika things, and that the Aretz is part of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu just as much as the Shemayim is, just as much as spiritual things are. The Derivit has a sefer on Hilchas Nida, and in his introduction, he writes that all the pleasures of the world are available to a firm person as long as he pays for it. You can't steal it. You gotta pay for it. So you go to the store, you pay with money. When you enjoy pleasures of Olam Hazeh, you pay with the mitzvahs. So certain pleasures, you pay with Hilchas Kashrus for enjoying food. You do a shechita to enjoy meat. Hilchas Nida to enjoy an intimate relationship. Everything, Olam Hazeh, is made to be sanctified. It's made to be given Kaddish. Shemayim, Shemayim, LaHashem, V'Oretz Nasan L'Vnei Adam. That the earth, Kotzke said, the heaven is Shemayim through God, and earth is given to man to make Shemayim out of it, to make something meaningful, something permanent out of it. Loiba Shemayim, he means that Psa, that's right, you have to take Oretz and make it Shemayim, you don't go upstairs to... Okay.